Now, you ought to know with Dave Serio on Frederick's News Radio, 930 WFMD. Now, Dave Serio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another edition of You Ought to Know, right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Great to be with you. Looking forward to talking to you at the familiar phone number. It's a toll-free number, toll-free from anywhere in the country. Whether you're listening in, of course, Frederick or maybe Hagerstown or West Virginia, Pennsylvania, D.C., you can pick us up toll-free, 866-96-TALK-CARS. That's 866-968-2552. That's a toll-free number to call and be a part of the show. You Ought to Know, brought to you by BG Products and Services, along with Jasper Engines and Transmissions. All right, let's go to the phones. We've got Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop on the line. Michael, good morning to you.
Morning, Dave. Are we on real radio or cell phone radio?
Oh, we're on real radio here. We spent a couple dollars and got on the real radio here for you, so it's all good. Okay. All good.
Okay, you paid your bill then.
I paid it. I'll tell you, it's I am the unluckiest. I'm telling you, it turns out that the station before we do internet just like we do here on WFMD, and it turns out that some firewall kept us from broadcasting for the first hour and 20 minutes till the engineer could get over there and figure out what the heck's going on. A firewall that's never prevented us from doing it before just decided today it was a good day to do that.
So, well, I got no clue what you're talking about, so we'll just go with it.
That's a computer firewall. That's all you need to know. Anyway, so good morning, Mr. Mike. Good to talk to you.
Good morning. Yeah, nice to be here.
Yes, sir. So anyway, we're here and we've got a lot going on, buddy. You've got a lot going on. Are you still at Hunt Valley Horsepower or are you on your way home?
I am at my shop.
Okay.
Getting ready to start on the mega cleanup of my car.
Oh, it's about time.
Yeah, I know it is about time, isn't it? It's been outside for 2 weeks and with this time of year, it's yellow.
Well, it's supposed to be black.
It's supposed to be.
Yes. So you're going to get your old black Challenger RT all ready, huh?
Yeah, I am. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Tree sap, the pollen, bird droppings, things of that nature, and how easy it is to get it off your car.
Gotcha. Okay, well, let's talk, mister. Go ahead.
All right. Tree sap, easiest thing to get off your car. It's not a difficult process. Everybody thinks it's hard. The best thing to use is 91% alcohol. You can get that in any grocery store. Drugstore, anything like that, any place like that. And what you want to do is put it on a microfiber towel and dab it on the sap, let the sap soften up a little bit, and it'll wipe right off. And you'll have to, of course, wax. It'll take the wax off, too, if you have wax on your car, but you'll have to re-wax that area. And then we go to the bird bombs, as we call them. The easiest way to do that is take a microfiber towel, put warm water, soak it with warm water. If the bird dropping is hardened up from sitting out in the sun, you want to let the rag sit on it and soften it back up. And then you want to pinch it off the car. You don't want to rub it off the car because birds eat gravel to digest their food, and that's what will scratch the finish on the car. And you may have a little marking in the paint from that. A little hand polish will take care of that. You don't want to leave the bird dropping sit on there for a week because it will etch through the clear, and then you're stuck with that mark. And then there's no repair from that. Okay. Tree pollen. This time of year, it is absolutely the worst thing that's on the car. The only thing I can tell you about that is wash the car. You don't want to drag it across with one of the famous dusters. You don't want to take a dry towel and wipe your car off. And I saw this morning, and I just could not believe it. A gentleman was taking his hands and his sleeve and wiping his car down with his sleeve on his shirt.
Mm.
You don't want to do that.
Right. You don't know where that sleeve's been, as they say. You don't know where that sleeve's been.
Well, you know, you never want to touch the car dry.
Right.
So you can even use a rinseless wash and do it that way. Take a damp towel after you spray the rinseless wash on, wipe it off, and then dry it off behind that. But the whole thing about pollen is you really need to wash the car. Tar, we have 3M tar or 3M adhesive remover is probably the best thing out there for taking tar off the car. It's made for automotive paint. I wouldn't use anything that's like Goo Gone or Sticky Be Gone or something like that. That's not designed for automotive paint, even though it'll tell you it's safe. some of the modern clears, it'll just haze them right up. It may even soften them to where you have a mark left in the clear you can't get out. So just use something designed for the automobile. And then we have what I get calls about a lot. It's called artillery fungus or artillery mold. It's those little tiny brown sticky dots that get on your car this time of year a lot because people mulch their yards, and that's where it comes from. It's shot out of the mulch, and it sticks to your car. You may even see it just on one side of the car. That side of the car faces the mulch. The easiest way I found to take those off is get a plastic razor blade from like a Napa or one of the big box stores and take your spray detailer, spray it. Spray the detailer on the spot, take your plastic razor blade, and take off as much as you can. You don't have to use a lot of force, just kind of take it gently over the dot, and then come behind that with a hand polish, and that should remove the rest of the residue, and you'll be good to go.
All right, okay? Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about the car shows that are coming up in the area. Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop is on the line. I'm Dave Serio, back in just a few moments, right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD.
The Kroger saying, who's that paint? Blue Scrape paints. Dial low with them Blue Scrape paints. Man, I love them paints, and I told her so. And the way they hugged her butt, I couldn't let her go. So I married that girl. We had a couple of kids, and I'd have to say these past few years I've been mostly glad I did. But now them Blue Stretch pants take more than two hands to dust up their contents. And ain't no new circumference like Blue Gentleman bubble wrap, like inflatable rubber chaps, like new potatoes in a gummy sack, like airbags on impact. Them Blue Stretch pants can keep little romance if you give them 5 or 6 years.
Nothing like these guys, I tell you. That is Doyle and Debbie, and they happen to be at Branson, Missouri. They have their own show that they air all the time, and it is hilarious. These guys are great comedians, Doyle and Debbie. If you ever go to Branson, make sure you check by and see them. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, and we've got Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop on the line. Michael, once again, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Dave.
We are ready to take care of all the good stuff right now. That's the car shows that are going on.
Yeah, we got quite a few of them, so okay. We'll go through them kind of quickly.
Sure.
Today at TLC Auto Detail, our friends down there, they are the importers of Modesto in the United States. They are having their spring charity car show, and it benefits the Stop Soldier Suicide Program. And it is at the Ono Brewing Company at 4520 Daly Drive in Chantilly, Virginia. From Frederick, you're probably talking a half an hour at the most, from noon to four. And there'll be all kinds of exotics and tuner cars and high-end muscle cars. They get some really nice cars show up at their show. It's free admission. They ask for a donation. And then there'll be food and beverages and, of course, good things for kids and things like that. So,
sure.
Go down there and see them.
Okay.
Today is also the Baltimore County Public Safety Day and car show. And that's from 10 to 2 at 2333 Eastern Boulevard in the Essex area, right across the street from Martin State Airport at the Chesapeake Park Plaza. Dogs, helicopters, fire engines, ambulances, anything you want to do with anything that has to do with public safety in Baltimore County will be there,
you know,
along with a fairly large car show.
You know the problem with public safety?
What's that?
The public.
That's exactly right.
We'll just leave it at that.
Yes, we will.
So, all right.
Okay. Tomorrow, the 28th, we have the 17th annual Dream Machines Car Show at 1207 Liberty Road in the Princess Shopping Center. 100% of the proceeds go to the Home for Our Troops. It's from 10 to 3, registrations till noon. If you're going to take your car and register it, I would say get there no later than 9:30. Mm-hmm. Parking is at a premium.
Absolutely. And you're going to be there, right?
I will be there. We have some Griot's products there, and our friend Jay will be bringing one of his out of his collection, which I have no clue what he's bringing yet, but he always brings something interesting. And then our other friend Bruce will bring in his Challenger, so that'll be a good time.
Great. Well, tell everybody I said hi. Okay. I will miss him.
I sure will.
I saw a picture on the web, on Facebook, of you and Rod, and who else was that with you on that?
That was our other friend, Eric.
I thought that was Eric.
Yep.
Yes, Eric and Rod. Where was that?
That was at the Dealer Goodies, Griot's Garage training session for 2 days, a week or two ago.
Oh, good.
Up in Carlisle, Pennsylvania.
Okay, yeah. Well, the guys look good, and you know, Rod has definitely helped us out here on the show a lot of times. So, same with Eric.
Yep.
Very good guys. Real good guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and anyway, tomorrow at that show, the first 100 cars will get goodie bags, and there is good stuff in there because Griot's was gracious enough to send us a whole bunch of samples. So get there early.
Gotcha.
Then we have Saturday, May the 4th, starting earlier, the 12th Annual Vintage Italian Festival at Radcliffe Motor Car Company on Owings Mills Boulevard in Reisterstown. It's from 10 to 3. There'll be food, excellent food. There's a charge for the food, but it's a free show.
Right.
Vendors, artists, there'll be tech sessions there. I'll be there, as well as Jay and a couple of our friends,
mm-hmm.
Doing some tech sessions on how to take care of your car. If you want to see Italian exotics, this is the place to be. It's the largest one on the East Coast. And people come bring cars out that don't come out unless they're going to Amelia Island or Pebble Beach. People will bring those cars here. So it's a really good show to see. And he always has a special mark of car there, and I didn't have a chance to ask him about it this week, but it's a very enjoyable show.
Folks, I got to tell you, I've been to the show for the last, 7 or 8 years, and I had my Pantera there for 3 or 4 of the years. It is the most remarkable Italian car show, I think, in the country, strictly just Italian, but definitely on the East Coast. And if you're listening in this area, Frederick, whatever the case may be, You want to make your way there next Saturday. It really is that great a show. Praying for good weather. They've been very fortunate over the years. They've had some great weather, and let's hope they have it again for next Saturday, the 4th, coming up. But excellent, excellent show. Great people, by the way. I mean, you can can ask questions about these historic cars. And we're talking – when I talk about historic cars, for the last couple of years, they have had a – Ferrari there and a Maserati there that were touring show cars. That's like having that's like having a AC Cobra from 1967 that was at the New York Auto Show. That's how special those cars are. These cars were actually the show cars in Turin, which is the number one Italian car show. And it's like having a New York Auto Show car there. It's amazing. It really is.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing what you see, and Richard and Patty do an excellent job of running the show. And,
it's just
their friend Tom Yang comes down from New York, and he's part of it too. So if you want to know anything about the cars, these are people that know everything about their cars, not just how I wrote the check for this car and I bought it. These are people that really know their cars.
And that's again Radcliffe Motor Car Company.
Yep.
12340 Owings Mills Boulevard, Reisterstown. Yep. Next Saturday, 10 to 4.
Yeah, 10 to 3, 10 to 4.
10 to 3, 10 to 4. Well, they'll let you hang around an extra hour.
Yeah, and then in that evening, once you leave Radcliffe, you can head to the Vehicles for Change 20th Anniversary get-together. It's called Cars, Cocktails, and Change. It is from 6:30 p.m. on. There'll be cocktails, hors d'oeuvres, tasting of liquors, and VIP guests, I am told. I don't know who they are, but they're VIPs.
Oh, of course.
And then... Yeah, and it's $250 a ticket, and the proceeds go to the program. And I'm understanding that they have several exotic cars that will be there to peruse.
Yeah, they're going to have a number of cars there for show. It is the charity that we recommend here at You Ought to Know to donate your car. It's called Vehicles for Change. 250 is a tough nut for a lot of people. We do understand that. But if that's something that's in your ballpark, this would be a great event for you to donate your money. And also, it goes to a great cause, but it's also going to be a great time. So, highly recommend it.
Yep. Okay.
Well, thank you.
That'll do it for this week.
That'll do it. So, let's talk about ceramic coatings a little bit. We haven't done this in a while.
Sure.
And you were talking about getting all the stuff off the car and all the things like that.
Huh?
Now, the good news is if you get a bird that does his thing or you get the pollen and all that, if you have a ceramic coating that is already on your car, you're pretty much just taking it off the coating and not off the clear coat, correct?
Exactly. You're taking it off the coating. If there's an etching left in it, you can polish some of that coating off. You're not removing any more paint from the car. It has gotten, within the last year or two, the technology of paint correction has gotten to be, you want to improve the visual appearance of the car and not remove any more paint than you have to, meaning you don't chase every scratch out of the car and remove an excess amount of clear coat. So the whole industry within the last 2 or 3 years has changed to the point of, Yeah, we can make your car look 100% better, but we can't make it perfect because we just take too much paint off the car, which removes all the UV protection, which is in the top layer of the clear. And then your car becomes basically sunburned, and that's where you see the fading and you see the clear coat failure. So you, when you're looking for a detail, you need to have somebody that has some knowledge of paint systems. And the coatings, I just, with the way they're painting cars nowadays, I think the coating's the way to go. I still love the wax cars. I still have a lot of the older cars that I wax. I still love to do that. But as far as protecting your car, especially if it sits outside,
sure,
you know, coatings are the way to go. And please don't buy a coating from a dealership. I just had a gentleman call me last week after your show that said the dealership wants to coat his car. I said, well, how long is it going to take them? They said an hour and a half. You cannot physically coat a car in an hour and a half if you're just coating the car.
Right. And that's
all
not counting.
The
preparation is the most important, as you've taught me over
exactly.
the years. Absolutely. If you don't prepare the car properly and get it ready for a coating, you're going to coat
right.
all the problems the car has.
Exactly, and you're going to magnify those problems because the coating brings out the color of the paint. It's like a magnifying glass. So
Right. If
you leave any defects in there, or you're coating over top the sand marks that are in the paint from the factory, that they're just going to stick out like a sore thumb.
Right.
And I cannot physically put the coating on a car in an hour and a half.
Not if
so
you do it right.
I don't know how they're doing it. So,
well,
yeah, you know, to do it right.
We do know how they're doing it. They're not doing
it
right.
Yeah, we know how they're doing it.
Yes.
No, they're not. And so, you know, you want to be careful that way, and
right.
don't spend your money wisely. You know,
right.
do your research, but coatings, I truly believe that that's the way to go.
Absolutely. Well, Mike, we appreciate you joining us here on the show. As always, your contact information is 410-833-1632. Folks, if you have a question about detailing, if you have a question about the ceramic coatings or possibly synthetic waxes or anything to do with the detail business, feel free to give Mike a call once again at 410-833-1632. The website is theshineshopautodetailing.com. And of course, you can find them on Facebook and also Instagram. Mike, thanks for joining us, buddy.
Thanks, Dave. I enjoyed it.
All right. Good weekend to you, sir.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Taking a break. Back in just a few moments. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, and that means you ought to know.
Pull myself into this ejector seat, and then you're going to push that button and shoot me up to that window.
Well, what about me?
Well, once I get up there, I'll find a rope someplace, lower it down, and pull you up.
Are you sure this is going to work?
Don't worry. Once I'm up there, I'll grab that window ledge. It can't miss. Go ahead. Press the button. Let's go.
Where to, Max?
The hospital. I think I just broke every bone in my body.
One of the funniest shows ever, I think, on TV. That, of course, is Get Smart with the ejector seat in the Tiger Sunbeam. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, 10 to 11. That means you ought to know right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. And it wouldn't be the same if we didn't have Craig Shipp from Frederick.com on the line. Good morning there, Mr. Craig.
Absolutely, and it is a beautiful morning. A little bit breezy here today in Frederick, but we've got several events that folks can choose from. So depending on the level that they want to put up with as far as the wind goes.
Well, you're in competition with Mike Lambert. He had like five items in car shows to do this today. So, you know, it's starting to blossom, all the things to do outside.
Absolutely. If people can't find something to do this time of the year in this area, then they're just not looking. So, and speaking of looking, you just go to facebook.com/Frederick County, click on events, and they're all listed here. So we've got coloring in the street expo in Middletown, the art in the street. We've got literally on the street. We've got the downtown Frederick wedding walk. And in conjunction with that, Colonial Jewelers is having their cake dig event. And I've been to that event in the past, and it's really wild. They have a huge cake, and they hide like jewelry in it.
Right.
And they have people to say go, and they have people dig and try to find the diamond ring. And you could imagine it's kind of a pretty wild event.
I can imagine it being a big mess.
There you go. And so then we've got the Middletown Farmers Market on May 2nd. Also on May 2nd, we've got Thirsty Thursday at the Hauser Estate Winery. Ellie Cook is going to be performing there, and she is fantastic. She's performed at the In the Street Festival in the past, and she actually came by here yesterday for a recording session. We recorded about a half a dozen songs, and I put one up on my YouTube channel. So if people want to check that latest video out, it's up on my YouTube channel. But she's really good. Ellie Cook, E-L-L-Y-C-O-O-K-E. If you need somebody for your wedding or whatever, she's a great singer.
And what is the spelling of the place that she's going to be at?
She's going to be in Biglerville, Pennsylvania, Hauser Estate Winery, H-A-U-S-E-R.
Okay.
Estate Winery. If you just search Ellie Cook, E-L-L-Y-C-O-O-K-E, they can follow her on Facebook, and she always posts all the events wherever she's performing. And she performs here in Frederick County fairly often.
Great. Very good.
Let's see here. Triangle Motors is having an event on May 4th, Bicycle Collection for Bikes for the World. I guess that's a charity thing where they collect bikes and give them to people that need them more than us. And so that's kind of cool. We got a meet and greet, an artist at the GWC Artwork Gallery in downtown Frederick. That's on May 4th. Both those, the bicycle and the other, are both May 4. May 5, we've got a designer bag bingo at the Fredericktown Sertoma Club. We've got a bunch of things. Oh, Freddie Long, he's really good. He's another local performer. He performs around the Mid-Atlantic region, but he performs in Frederick a lot. Freddie Long Band, and that's May 9. He's at the Carroll Creek Amphitheater.
Right.
It's beautiful down there in Kell Creek. That's a wonderful setting. So the Little Gym on May 12 is having a Mother's Day, special event for Mother's Day. So it just goes on and on. I mean, we've got a grand opening of Restoration Family Chiropractic on May 16, a ribbon cutting ceremony for them. Frederick Shell Car Wash, you've been at their fundraisers on May 17. He's got a car wash fundraiser, for the foster kids. It just goes on and on. Venture Park is having an event on May 17. So definitely check out the calendar. If you all have an event, please put it on your Facebook page and then let me know. Just send me an email to news@frederick.com. And with a couple of mouse clicks, I can share it from your Facebook event section to our event section on the Frederick County Facebook page.
All right. Tell us a little bit about the amusement park that you were at. Was that last week you were at the amusement park?
Last week, every spring, right around Easter time, they have a great event where you can have breakfast with the Easter Bunny. And they've got the Easter Bunny. This is the actual real Easter Bunny there. And you can, if you don't believe me, take a look at the photos I took. I have photographic evidence.
There you go.
So the Easter Bunny is there. And he has breakfast with the families.
And you know, there's never any lying on the internet, by the way.
That's correct.
Yes.
That's correct.
Everything's
and
true.
So we have to tell the absolute truth, and that's why I have documentary evidence in the form of he was actually there.
Okay.
And so after we have breakfast with the Easter Bunny, and I actually have a videotape of him going through the breakfast line and getting his breakfast food, and he was very well behaved.
Very good.
And then we have family photos. Any of the families that want photos with him, we took photos of probably 50 different families with the Easter Bunny, and those are all up on the Frederick County Facebook page.
Right. Now, I'm saying that now, and it's too late, of course, to go for that particular event, but the great thing is the amusement park we're talking about, which you need to give the name out, is definitely something to do every single weekend. They really are a locally owned business that really helps out the folks in Frederick area, and they're good people.
Yeah, Adventure Park USA, it's really well done. It's just a nice park. All the people that work there go above and beyond to make sure that the guests are happy, and it's just a great place to bring the family and just have fun. I mean, just pure, outright fun. And you know, they've even got the race cars for the car people.
Yep.
And they've got the cars that don't run quite as fast for the real young ones, right?
Sure.
And then they've got the cars that are a little faster for other people. So they've got a little – they always think about everything. And they've got bumper cars also. And then, of course, they've got all kinds of video games and all that sort of thing indoors. If the weather's marginal, they've got a lot of things indoors that you can do. The outside rides are open. That was the weekend that they opened, was last weekend. So they're open for business, and they do book a lot of parties for businesses and things like that.
Sure.
And training sessions and things like that. It's just a really cool place to hang out.
All right. Well, thank you, Craig. We appreciate you being part of the show, as always, and keeping us informed of what's going on in Washington and Frederick County. So, again, it's frederick.com, or, of course, facebook.com/Frederick County. Thank you so much, buddy.
Yep. Thank you very much, Dave.
All right. Craig Shipp from frederick.com. I'm Dave Serio. We're going to take a break and be back in just a few moments with your phone calls at 866-96-TALK-CARS, 866-968-2552. That's toll free right here on Free Talk 930.
How about Neil?
Neil got out all right, thank goodness.
He was lucky anyway.
Yeah,
he was. So you went back and started a second crop, I guess.
A second crop. I couldn't supervise as actively as I'd like to. I got laid up. I hit my head on a horseshoe that I had hanging just inside the door of my greenhouse.
Yeah, I could still see the bump there.
No, I was born with that one.
Oh, right.
So I couldn't get that crop going, and then, of course, the dusting plane crashed.
You have to dust them. What do they get, aphids or something?
No, you have this clover mite. Has this voracious appetite, and they go right at your clovers, and there's nothing more worthless on the market than a four-leaf clover with one or two leaves.
Oh, that's absolutely... Wouldn't have anything to do with that.
Oh, not a thing.
So now we're up to the time when I visited you and the third catastrophe that's overtaken you this year.
Now I can see why you have me out here on Friday the 13th. You see, it happened all last June. It was the Friday the 13th, and... I all set for my third crop.
Right.
I grew it in a greenhouse.
Right.
Fellow next door, a neighbor of mine, he raises hares for rabbit's feet.
Oh.
And he had a truck full of rabbit's feet, and he was going over here to Bellows Falls.
What is he, sell them at Bellows Falls or what?
No, he puts them on the train.
Same guy, maybe, huh?
I don't know. I figure it must be the same guy. Well, anyway, he swerved to avoid hitting a black cat. And he went into a telephone pole. Pole came down through the greenhouse.
Right through the greenhouse.
Ruined the whole third crop.
That's when I got the story firsthand. And it certainly is a sad one. You've had a disastrous year. But I think by telling your story here, maybe you feel a little bit better.
Well, every cloud has a silver lining, Wally, as you know. While I've been out here in California, I met this chap from Santa Barbara, who's a glassblower. And he makes these beautiful crystal four-leaf clovers that we thought we could sell, have a little better luck with them,
so
maybe.
So it might pull everything out of the fire. Could we see one?
Well, he's bashful. Now, he didn't want to come out. He's afraid to go on the television.
He is here, though, huh?
Yeah, he's back there.
Bring him out.
Well, maybe I'll go try to get one. Okay,
all right,
go.
Sure. We can get that.
Be interesting to see those.
I think it proves, Johnny, that behind the darkest cloud, there's always a silver lining. Here was...
He heard me talking. He started to run out.
He is bashful. Maybe you better go into another line of work like show business. And if you do, break a leg.
At one time, one of the funniest two guys on the planet, Bob and Ray. I love them. Adam Dave Serio right here on You Ought to Know. Free Talk 930 WFMD. We've got Jose Bueso from Dynamic Automotive on the line. Jose, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing great, sir. We have Bob from Catoctin Orchards is on hold, so we're going to talk to you, go over a number of things that are happening at Dynamic Automotive, and then talk about the four locations, and then give Bob a chance to talk about some apples and stuff.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, man, yeah. It does. Getting that time of season again already.
Yeah. You know, speaking of seasons, I mean, we're in springtime, the full swing of spring over here.
Right.
And everything is popping. And the pollen is just covering the automobiles.
Yeah, everything's coming in yellow, right?
Everything's coming in yellow. And you know, those cabin air filters on your vehicles, they're really doing a job for you.
Right.
They're... if you're driving around with your windows open, well, you're getting the full effects, of course, of the pollen. But if you've got allergies and you're using your AC system and you've got a cabin air filter, you're doing a lot better with these new modern cars than you would have, say, 20, 25 years ago when there was no such thing as a cabin air filter.
Right. A lot of the cars and trucks nowadays have two filters, one for the engine air filter, and then the cabin air filter is one for the interior air that really has to be changed like every 30,000 miles.
Right. Yep. And, you know, when we crack those open, oh, my gosh, the stuff we find, oh, you know, it just makes you go, yuck.
Yeah, even some critter stuff in there once in a while.
Oh, yeah. So they really do a good job protecting the air that's coming in, cleansing the air that's coming into your vehicle.
Right.
So if you're going to go get your car serviced, remember, have them check or simply replace that cabin air filter when you go in for your next oil change, especially this time of year, because it is working extra hard getting that pollen out of the air for you.
You got it, mister. Very good. All right, so you've got four locations with another one kind of being expanded. That's some interesting news. Have they actually started with any of the building yet?
No, not yet, but
okay.
May 5th,
uh-huh.
We have an existing house on the property, and the fire department is going to do a training burning of that structure, and that's going to be very interesting to watch. They'll burn it in sections. They'll actually start the fire and then put it out, start the fire again and then put it out, and then they'll burn the whole structure down.
Very good. That, of course, is at your New Market location right across the street.
Right, exactly. Diagonally across the street, we're going to be building an 8-bay shop in that location, and that hopefully will be up and running by the end of 2019.
Very good. Well, tell us about the locations you have now.
The original location in New Market, as we were talking about that, that one is open from Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, and Saturday, 8 to 3. Their phone number there, if you need service in the New Market area, is 301-694-5460. You'll talk to Lee or Sarah at that location. They'll take very good care of you. If you're in the Liberty Town area, that's where I'm at. Todd and I would be glad to service or repair your vehicle. Give us a call here at 301-694-6250. We've got the same hours, open the same days also. We have our largest location right off of 270 in beautiful Urbana. That location boasts a 4-bay quick lube facility, a 9-bay repair shop, and a soft cloth car wash. It's our one-stop shop there. Their phone number is 301-874-8833. Same hours. And they're actually located at 8824 Urbana Church Road. You really can't miss them. And then our final location is right off of Route 15, off of Thomas Johnson Drive at 11 Bike Court. Big Bobby Allen handles that shop for us Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Their phone number is 301-662-3300. Bobby is into the modifications of Jeeps. Big thing these days, modifying your Jeep. We do the lift kits, the suspensions, the exhaust, you name it. I mean, they've got all kinds of cool stuff going on with the Jeeps these days.
Absolutely.
So Bobby is really into doing that, and he also handles a lot of fleet repairs.
Very good. All four locations, if you mention my name, Dave Serio, or the radio show You Ought to Know, they'll give you 10% off your service ticket, whether it's an oil change or whether it's a engine replacement, whatever it is, 10% off the top, parts and labor. Just mention my name, Dave Serio, or you say you heard it on You Ought to Know.
And that goes for those Jeep modifications. Just mention Dave Serio, You Ought to Know, and you'll get that 10% off on parts and labor. Thank you, Dave, for doing such a great job.
Thanks, Jose. Appreciate you calling me, buddy. Keeping us up to date on what's going on at Dynamic Automotive. We appreciate it. Thanks.
My pleasure, sir. Have a great weekend.
You too, buddy.
Bye-bye.
DynamicAutomotive.net is the place to go. Bob from Catoctin Orchard is on the line. Hey, Bob, how you doing?
Very good, Dave. Thanks for taking the call. And, man, it's David, just want to let you know we reopened the market a little bit ahead of May 1st, but it's open, fresh baked pies. We kept some great apples like Fuji, Pink Lady, Gold Rush, and, of course, the new Evercrisp apples. Apple cider, we've had frozen all winter. We've got that thawed out for you. All the jams and jellies, apple butters, and like I said, all the great stuff right now.
I think I gained a pound just listening to you, but that's a good thing. I love it.
Yeah. Dave, my grandson's got a car from their great-grandmother. It's a 99 Lumina.
Okay.
And the boys came out to the farm here now, and they said, Pop, the car's overheating. So we looked at it, and my goodness, Dave, I guess it was never flushed right. It's really rough looking. So drain it and then get a radiator flush. What would I do with that to get it clean?
Dynamic Automotive does the BG coolant services, okay, and they'll get everything out and then replace it with all brand new 50-50 fluid plus also conditioners. That would probably be the recommended because we have no idea what you have in there. And unfortunately, if you just drain the radiator, you're only getting about 30 or 40% of the antifreeze that's in your vehicle out. So to get it all out, you really need to do it with a machine, and that's what Dynamic Automotive does. So I know they'll come up and patronize you. Maybe you could patronize them and cross it over there and do some business together. They're real good people, and I would highly recommend that.
All right. Nope. I'll get with my grandsons, and we'll get together there then. I just wanted to run that by you, though.
That sounds good, Bob. And we want to get everybody out there. Give us the address of your Catoctin Orchard location.
We're right there at 15036 North Franklinville Road. We're just north of Thurmont, just north of the Shamrock Restaurant, right on Route 15.
There
it's
you
a beautiful
go.
Day. Take a drive up and love to see you.
Sounds good, Bob. Thanks so much for calling us, and good luck with Illumina, okay?
Very good, Dave. Thanks for your show. Take care.
Thank you, buddy. Bye-bye now. A great place to go and enjoy yourself. There's a lot of things to do there. Plus also, of course, great food. The apple pies, just to die for. I'm Dave Syria. We hope you've enjoyed this hour of You Ought to Know right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Phone lines, we appreciate you being here. And we thank you for joining us here today. So look forward to talking to you again next Saturday morning. I'm Dave Syria. This has been You Ought to Know on Free Talk 930 WFMD.